This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. We are halfway through the year, and it has been a busy one in Georgia politics. From the controversial abortion bill to new voting machines to visits from presidential candidates, it's been nonstop. Here to help us recap what's happened so far is GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Leah.
All right, so we started the year off with a new governor, Brian Kemp, and new lieutenant governor, Jeff Duncan, and a new two-year legislative period. How did things look at the start of the year?
We know, Leah, things started out with a little bit of trepidation. You had a new governor, Brian Kemp, like you said, and the new lieutenant governor who kind of oversees and shepherds the state Senate, and Jeff Duncan. So there was a little bit of feeling out the power situation and what the priorities would be, and how Governor Brian Kemp would lead his priorities and how Jeff Duncan would lead the state Senate. And so there was a little bit of trepidation at first. But then they dove into some big policy issues like healthcare, like education, like teacher pay raises for the budget, and getting these new voting machines together. And by the end of the session, that's when you saw some of the other bigger, more ambitious, I would say, priorities like the abortion bill.
State Senator Nakima Williams, she's the new chair of the Democratic Party, and she had this to say about the governor's work on health care.
Medicaid expansion was the number one issue. And based on that being the number one issue, I give Governor Kemp a big fat F, because we just did something in our state that covers fewer people for higher cost.
And you, Stephen, you spoke to Republican Party Chair David Schaefer, who had this to say.
I'd give him an A. He passed a Medicaid waiver law, which will allow us to innovate our health care delivery system. This first session for him was a home run, and he deserves an A, if not an A+.
All right. From F to A, these grades are obviously along party lines, so no surprise there. But break down the report card perspective for us.
Well, specifically what we're talking about with health care, Leah, is the Patients First Act. Now, what that's done is it's allowed Governor Kemp and the state to seek out exceptions, these waivers from the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid, mm-hmm. to find kind of Georgia-centric, personalized health care initiatives to cover certain parts of the population that don't really have that much coverage. So in the minds of David Schaefer and the Republicans, this is a win because they say that Medicaid is a broken system. It's expensive. It's costly. It doesn't really do its job. But from what Senator Williams is saying, it's an F because they say for less money, they could expand Medicaid coverage and cover more people and provide health care. So depending on your perspectives about Medicaid and the cost and the effectiveness of it, that's where you get this grading scale.
Senator Williams and David Schaefer, they're new to their roles, and they take leadership at an important time as both are trying to win more races next fall. And here's a little bit from what each had to say about that.
Every state house and Senate seat is up for election. And Leah, we are laser focused on taking back the House. We have 22 seats that we're looking at across the state, and we're gonna be in control of the House come 2021.
We're uncomfortably close, and we did lose some seats in the legislature and in Congress in the suburbs of Atlanta, and we've got to reverse that. But I'm confident that we can do that.
Okay, so what has happened this year so far that might give us some insight into what's to come?
Well, you know, Leah, we just have to look at the previous weekend. Last Friday, the ACLU of Georgia, Planned Parenthood, other groups have filed a lawsuit challenging that big abortion bill, the personhood provision, the part of the bill that says that that embryo or fetus is considered a person once that heartbeat is detected, is being challenged as violating the 14th Amendment. But this abortion bill, there was several votes throughout the session getting it through the process and the procedure. And coming out of it, you have Democrats and Republicans and these groups that have targeted legislators to say, based on the way you, insert lawmaker here, voted on this bill, we are going to try to vote you out of office. So I think one of the biggest things you're going to see in these races is women's reproductive rights and reproductive health care being a huge driving factor in putting people to the polls next November.
So the dust has settled. That goes on, that part of it, but the dust has settled on laws that are being signed or vetoed, and several take effect today. What exactly have lawmakers changed about how we go about our day?
We know, Leah, the biggest thing is the budget. It's $27.5 billion, a record-setting amount. That includes $3,000 for a teacher pay raise. That money goes to the counties and increases the base pay scale. So then the counties will then give out the increased checks to those teachers. Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that we have, if you're planning on flying a drone over a prison to do illegal things, well, now that's super illegal. but we have other things, you know, some changes to the child marriage age is now 17 instead of 16. Changes to hunting and fishing regulations on wildlife management areas. There are a lot of laws that change how we live in ways that we might not think about it. So there's a big page on the governor's website, 2019 signed legislation. You can go there and see every law that's been signed by the governor and takes effect today.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us.
Thank you.
That was GPB Stephen Fowler, our political reporter, and you can hear the longer interviews with both the Democratic and Republican Party chairs during On Second Thought. Stephen's going to be on that show coming up at 9 a.m., and you can hear those interviews on our website, gpbnews.org. This is GPB.